It's Monday, October 16th, 2023. I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. SMBs look to tech for resilience. Let's talk automation, AI, and the four-day work week. Some significant changes in the cybersecurity landscape, VBScript, NTLM, and DDoS vulnerabilities. Google joins Adobe and Microsoft with a pledge to defend AI copyright, what it means for MSPs, and unlocking the potential of passkeys, why small might lead the way. This is the Business of Tech. MSP Global is the place to be to shape the future of services. MSPs, VARs, MSSPs, if you work in digital enablement, you need to be at the Nürburgring. Discover products, form new partnerships, connect with top leaders, and hear from MSP industry voices, as well as rock legend Bob Geldof. You'll get to enjoy the legendary Nürburgring racetrack, perfect for the theme of driving digital transformation. MSP Global, November 14 to 16, and registration is free with the code MSPRadio or the link in the show notes. MSPGlobal.com and code MSPRadio to attend for free. Let's start with a clarification. Last week, I reported on a McKinsey statement about a 30 to 50% reduction in cloud migrations from the register. Acknowledgement to listener James, who clarified that while that's what was reported, the statement from the McKinsey analyst included a key word left out, quote, generative AI tools could reduce cloud migration time by about 30 to 50%. Thanks for the insight, James. Let's dive into some more data on perspective. According to AirSlate's research, SMBs increasingly embrace automation solutions, including AI, to enhance productivity and compete effectively. The adoption of automation technologies such as document workflow automation and e-signature tools is prioritized by SMBs, reflecting a shift away from traditional wet signatures. CRM solutions and automation through AI are also gaining traction. SMBs are not overly concerned about job displacement due to AI and express a desire for a four-day work week. The research highlights the importance of purpose-built solutions to help SMBs grow and scale. According to a recent analysis by IT consulting firm Janco Associates, the 2023 IT jobs market has been rocky, with a higher unemployment rate for IT professionals than the overall U.S. unemployment rate. The report attributes this to a skills mismatch and the impact of artificial intelligence on entry-level positions. While AI is displacing some IT professionals, there is also a high demand for IT skills. However, Janco expects the IT jobs market to remain tepid due to economic uncertainties, resulting in a contraction of 20,000 to 30,000 positions. The September Consumer Price Index data confirms that inflation in the U.S. is still a concern, with a 0.4% rise in CPI and a 0.3% rise in core CPI. While not as high as in 2022, these numbers indicate that bringing down price pressures is slower and less smooth than expected. Persistent inflation is attributed to rising shelter costs and accelerated prices for services, excluding rent. The Federal Reserve's policy course may be influenced by the data, with the odds of another interest rate hike increasing. Despite concerns of a weakening consumer and dwindling excess savings, American consumers are still spending. Bank of America data shows that spending in core areas increased 4.6% year-over-year from May to August. Total card spending is also forecasted to be up 4.5% year-over-year over the past 3 months. While there are concerns about weaker spending, data suggests that discretionary purchases are not slowing down yet. Why do we care? I spotted a stat from January focused on how SMBs viewed technology as a hedge against uncertain times. That should be good for those selling technology solutions. This disparity between perception and market data remains, as people feel the situation is worse than the numbers bear out. Of course, perception is reality. But let's not get too wrapped around the axle on that one. After reporting on positive IT job growth via the CompTIA analysis, it's interesting to see Janco's research say something different. but let's focus on that why. Skills mismatch. That's the critical data point. For job seekers, make sure you're adapting to the needed skills. And for employers, consider that you will likely need to train to fill some of those positions. For MSPs and IT outsourcing firms, this could be an opportunity to offer training and upskilling services to both current employees and customers. Let's focus on more cybersecurity news. There's some good ones. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has shared details of misconfigurations and vulnerabilities exploited by ransomware gangs as part of its Ransomware Vulnerability Warning Pilot Program. The program has identified over 800 vulnerable systems and provides a catalog of known exploited vulnerabilities and a list of misconfigurations and weaknesses used in ransomware campaigns. This initiative is part of CISA's broader campaign to address the escalating ransomware threat to critical infrastructure. Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Cloudflare recently faced massive distributed denial of services attacks on their cloud infrastructure. Exploiting a vulnerability in the HTTP2 protocol, while patching efforts are underway, fixes must reach every web server globally to address the issue. The vulnerability, known as HTTP2 Rapid Reset, allows for DDoS attacks, but not remote server takeover or data exfiltration. The situation is complicated because HTTP2 is widely adopted and implemented differently by each website. It will take years for patches to be fully adopted, and some web servers may remain vulnerable. However, the exposure of the vulnerability allows for necessary fixes to be developed and implemented. And here's some fundamental technology changes. Microsoft is retiring the VBScript programming language, a favorite tool for cyber criminals. In future releases of Windows, VBScript will only be available as a feature on demand and will eventually be removed from the operating system altogether. While it's been nearly 30 years since VBScript was introduced, cyber criminals still use it for initial target access. Microsoft's decision to retire VBScript aims to reduce the avenue for malware delivery and improve security. And Microsoft plans to depreciate the NTLM authentication protocol in Windows 11 due to its vulnerabilities and exploitation by threat actors. Kerberos has replaced NTLM as the default authentication protocol for domain-connected devices. Microsoft is working on new Kerberos features and expanding NTLM management controls to disable NTLM in Windows 11 eventually. Why do we care? Any IT professional should be aware of those Microsoft changes. Retiring VBScript and NTLM are long-time technologies that have served their time. Enjoy retirement to both. These changes need to be communicated to customers. CISA continues to pump out resources. You probably could do without me if you just ingested all of them. That's the reason to highlight them. That said, I'll keep reminding and highlighting the really good ones. Google joins Adobe and Microsoft by pledging to defend users in copyright infringement cases related to generative AI. Google Cloud specifically mentioned covering claims of copyright infringement, whether they stem from the use of generated output or Google's use of training data. This move aims to put users' minds at ease regarding potential legal risks associated with generative AI. Speaking of Google, their search generative experience now allows users to generate images based on text prompts. Like Microsoft's Bing Chat, Google's SGE is powered by AI models and lets users create images from their queries. The generated images will have metadata labeling and embedded watermarking to indicate that the AI created them. Google is also introducing the ability to generate written drafts using SGE. Why do we care? At this moment, one of the critical values of MSPs and IT providers is giving guidance on what's possible, such as SGE capabilities, and helping customers mitigate risks, like understanding the copyright risk. We're in the advice business, and knowing these details is a valuable skill to take advantage of the need. Customers want to know and want to balance the risk. With these companies addressing copyright risk, you can provide your clients with more secure, worry-free options for using AI in their operations, thus potentially driving up adoption rates. By staying abreast of development like Google's legal pledge, you can offer more holistic risk assessment and mitigation plans. It not only builds trust, but also allows you to offer a more comprehensive service package. I want to highlight a long-form piece in Dark Reading. Passkeys are gaining support among consumers and small businesses. However, their usability and simplicity do not meet large corporations' control and attestation requirements. Passkeys will likely evolve into an optional factor in the current public key infrastructure or credential-based systems. While passkeys could eliminate phishing attacks and improve authentication, businesses are hesitant to adopt them due to device attestation and authentication concerns. For companies, passkeys hold the promise of a standardized PKI infrastructure, but require guarantees for key movement, recovery, device compatibility, and centralized management. If passkey providers and identity and access management companies address these enterprise use problems, passkeys could become more widely adopted in business settings. Why do we care? One of the reasons I like SMB so much is the delightful mix of consumer and professional technologies you find in these businesses. Technology is both approachable with consumer tech, but regimented with enterprise technology. It's also why I'm talking passkeys as much as I am, as highlighted here. SMBs are often more open to adopting newer, more straightforward technologies like passkeys if they meet the business requirements. Take that hesitation. Enterprises hesitant to adopt due to concerns about a device attestation. Now consider your SMB and maybe even your lower mid-market customers. Which is more worrisome, device attestation or Janison accounting being phished? It's that analysis that customers pay you for, and with the SMB market being such a security mess, well, passkeys, folks. Don't you sometimes wish you could see what's happening in your customers' IT rooms you manage without needing to be there? Sentry from RF Code is the answer. Live and recorded video with motion detection offers better visibility than being there. Thermal imaging with 768 monitoring points combined with ambient temperature and humidity. And it's so easy to set up. Plug it in, scan the QR code, and you're done. Sentry helps you know about IT issues before your clients do. And listeners get 30% off your order of hardware and service with code MSPRadio on checkout. Visit rfcode.com/MSPRadio and never be asked why you didn't know again. Thanks for listening. Today, National Feral Cat Day. As a cat lover myself, we'll acknowledge those feral kitties. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPRadio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.